Hal Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver! Oh!
Solomon Wagner was still the richest man in Kingfisher County. This fact was indelibly impressed in the mind of lawyer Nick Hodges. But a similar attitude of silent respect wasn't evident in the group of cowhands that waited uncomfortably in the front room of the Half Circle Ranch House.
You see, both gents were standing there looking at the mule. And the first fella says, "That critter's got a funny looking tail. I never noticed a tail before." The second fella says, "Well, I'll tell you. It's never been before. It's always been behind."
Toby, look. What's the matter with you, hombres? Don't you know the old man's dying? Right there in the next room?
What do you want us to do, Nick? Take off our hats and bow our heads?
Yeah. The least thing you can do is show a little respect for the man who's been paying your salaries for the past 5 or 10 years.
Sure.
Paying us with money he stole from everybody in the county.
Yeah.
Crooked old skinflint.
You took it, didn't you?
Yeah, but I was working.
Quiet. Here's the doctor.
Oh, Mr. Hodges.
Yes, doctor.
Mr. Wagner's asking for you.
Sure, I'll go right in.
Nick. Did you find Nick?
I'm right here, Saul.
Oh, good. Doc, tell me, how long have we got?
That's a pretty hard question to answer, Saul. A heart condition like yours is...
5 minutes?
Maybe.
Half that long?
I've told you, Sal. No doctor can predict exactly
how... All right. Then go stand over there by the window. I want to talk to my lawyer in private.
Anything you say, Sal.
How do you feel, Sal?
Don't waste time asking crazy questions. Wait till you're my age and your heart goes bad and you'll know.
Well, I didn't mean to...
No time for talk. Just wanted to remind you about my will. You'll carry it out exactly as we planned?
Sure, Saul. If you still want it that way. You could accomplish the same thing a lot quicker by using my idea.
No, don't want it done quick. I want it to be slow and painful for every dad-blasted rancher in this valley. They've all hated me for 30 years. They'd all be glad to hear I'm dead. Maybe they'll even laugh. I want that laugh to cost every one of them.
Saul, you... Doctor, come here.
I warned him not to exert himself, or else he would...
You swear you'll do it, Nick?
Don't worry, Saul. It'll be done.
Then
gone.
Yeah. Well, excuse me, Doc. Now listen, you hombres. Solomon Wagner's dead. From this minute on, you're working for me. No matter what Sol wanted, from now on, I've got ideas of my own.
Two days later, Solomon Wagner was buried in the local cemetery, buried with all the respect due the richest man in Kingfisher County. And as the mourners, with rigs and saddle horses, followed the hearse down Main Street, Judge Pickering walked into the office of Sheriff Fred Jones. It was a warm afternoon, too warm for the plump, white-haired little judge.
Howdy, Sheriff. I'll leave the door open. Might catch some breeze.
Really, there's not much chance of that, Judge. Come on in, sit down.
Say, who's that climbing out of the rig over there in front of my office? I can't see very well without my glasses.
Huh? There's another reason why we can't forget Wagner. It's his lawyer, Nick Hodges.
Hodges, huh? Funny, he didn't go to Sal's funeral.
There wasn't any money in it for him. Nick Hodges wouldn't cross the street to see his own mother.
Wonder if he's looking for me.
Yeah, just spotted us and he's heading this way. Let's walk outside. I don't want that critter in my office.
I wonder what the critter wants.
I don't care what he wants. I'm going to leave.
Afternoon, Judge. Hello, Sheriff.
Well, I thought you'd be at Sal's funeral, Nick.
No, I wanted to go, but... Well, business kept me in town.
Business?
Well, that reminds me. Got some things to do. See you later, Judge.
Oh, don't let me scare you off, Sheriff.
Don't worry, Hodges. I'm hard to scare.
I don't think the sheriff likes me, Judge.
I wouldn't be surprised. Were you looking for me, Nick?
Yes, it's about Mr. Wagner's will. I want to file it for probate.
Sal's will? You mean you filed it even before he's buried?
A lawyer only carries out his client's wishes, Judge.
Yeah, yes, I suppose so. Well, come on over to the office and we'll take a look at that will.
Late the following afternoon, when a strange procession approaching Cowskull Creek near Kingfisher caused the Lone Ranger and Tonto to rein up their horses sharply.
Oh, who's on the horse?
Kemosabe, look, that can be sheep.
Yes, a good sized flock, too. But I can't understand it, Tonto. Sheep in Kingfisher County.
Old man riding herder's wagon. Young fella drive flock cross bridge.
We need more help to handle that. Tonto. One of the lambs has fallen into the creek. The boy's going to jump in and try to save it. The water's too deep there by the bridge. He'll never make... Come on, Silver!
Get him up, Scout!
Oh, Silver! Oh,
look out, young fella. Look, fella.
Look!
Young fella, hold on to lamb. Not swim that way.
He'll drown unless... Let me, fella. Throw in this rope. Come on, fella.
Here he come.
Turn loose of that blasted lamb. Don't risk your life.
There, this rope ought to reach him. Grab it. Grab the rope.
What the? A masked outlaw. Where in tarnation did you come from?
I've got it.
Good. Help me pull, Tonto.
Me help.
You too, fella.
Well, sure, I'll help it. I still can't figure out how...
Oh, thanks. I didn't know that current was so swift. But when Skipper fell off the bridge, I just had
to... Drowned yourself to save the life of one lamb? That was a mistake, son.
Pete, who's he?
That's what I want to know. Here, give me a cap and I'll wring it out. Then you better scoot for the wagon and get out of them wet clothes. Try and skip a loose.
Yes, I'll... There. At least the cap kept our hair from getting too wet. Here, Pete.
Oh, a curl. Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought you
the
were...
The mask? Why are you wearing it?
I have several reasons, Miss...
Brian. Judy Bryant. And this is Pete, my granddad.
Howdy.
The fact that I'm not a boy, although I do dress like one, doesn't make me any less grateful to you for saving my life.
Now, Judy, you get over to the wagon, change those wet clothes, and put on that pretty linsey dress.
All right, Gramp. Thanks again, stranger.
Glad I was here to help.
Hey, Juniper, I always did say it ain't right for a young girl like Judy to traipse around dressed like a sheep herder.
Overall, they're probably more practical when she's herding sheep.
Yeah, well... Maybe when we get the ranch going, there'll be enough money to hire some regular hands.
Ranch? Is it near here?
I don't know. I'm looking for a town called Kingfisher.
Oh, it's just a few miles ahead.
It's the first time Judy and I have ever been this far west. Didn't know what to expect. Least of all, masked outlaws and Indians running around.
Tonto and I aren't outlaws. But I'm as surprised as you are.
How's that?
Seeing a flock of sheep right in the middle of cattle country.
Well, by Juniper, they're here and they're going to stay. We got the law on our side.
Yes, yes, I know. Perfectly legal to have... Otto. I just noticed something. Look how high the creek is running. Almost up to the level of that bridge.
You're right.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
Oh, not necessarily. But this has been an unusually dry summer. I can't understand how
all right,
so much...
Graham. I'll drive the wagon for a while. You take my pony and try to keep the flock together.
Sure thing, Judy.
I think you folks need a little help, at least as far as Kingfisher. Otto, why don't you help Pete ride herd on the sheep?
Me do it.
I'll meet you in camp a little later. I'm going to ride up the stream a ways. Adios, Miss Bryant. So long, Pete.
Oh, wait a minute. It's very kind of you, Tonto. Gramp and I could use some help, but it really...
Is that all right?
Why, Juniper, if that don't beat all. I never saw a critter like him in all my born days.
Hold Silver!
Sheriff!
Hello, Judge.
Where'd you go yesterday? I came back here to tell you...
Max Carruthers, Lee Taft, and a few other ranches down the valley were rode up to Chimney Rock. Possum River's disappeared again. Got them all worried.
Disappeared? Well, how can
It's happened before, but not in the last 10 years. You see, there's a lot of quicksand in the possum bed up there near the rocks. Guess there must be an underground channel.
Never heard of such thing.
Well, it's true. You can ride up there and see it. Old possum just suddenly goes underground. Mighty tough on the cattlemen, though. Now they'll have to drive their stock clear over to Cow Skull Creek.
Well, I'm afraid what I've got to tell you is going to make it even tougher.
What do you mean?
Solomon Wagner's will. Nick Hodges filed it for probate yesterday.
Yeah? Who'd the old crook leave his money to?
Well, the cash goes to a distant relative back east. But the Half Circle Ranch, all 5,000 acres, house, corrals, everything, becomes a property of somebody named J.C. Bryant and over in the next county.
Bryant, eh? Yeah, never heard of him. Must be one of Sal's skinflint friends.
Maybe so, but that's not the worst part.
Why?
Bryant inherits the Half Circle. Lock, stock, and barrel, with one provision. It must be used solely for the raising of sheep.
What? Sheep? Here in Kingfisher?
Sign outside, Sheriff. Could you give some strangers a few directions? This is my granddaughter. He's an Indian friend of ours.
What kind of directions?
We're looking for the Half Circle Ranch.
Half Circle? Your name's not Bryant.
Why, sure. How'd you guess?
J.C. Bryant, huh? Well, let me tell you something. You can't bring a lot of dirty sheep into cattle country and get away with it. I don't care if you didn't inherit the Half Circle. The cattle ranchers aren't going to...
Just a minute, Sheriff. I'm not...
All you mangy sheep herders are alike.
Now, wait. There's no reason for you to be insulting.
Who ever heard of insulting a sheep herder?
You have, you sarcastic, insolent... Take that and that.
Judy, you shouldn't...
You little spitfire.
No, no. You're not touch girl.
Get out of my way, redskin.
Look out, Sheriff.
No! Tondatari. Have to do that. Let me go now.
Jumpin' Juniper. Tonto knocked the sheriff cold in the mackerel.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. A few moments after Tonto had left his office, Sheriff Jones opened his eyes and realized what had happened. The first thing he was conscious of was a cold cloth being placed on his head.
He's coming to now. How do you feel, Sheriff?
What hit me?
That redskin hung one right on your jaw, Fred.
It was a real wallop.
Yeah. Now I remember.
I'm awfully sorry, Sheriff. Tonto, the Indian, was just trying to help me. I'm sure of that. I never should have lost my temper. There. Does your head feel any better?
Thanks. I'll be all right.
I've taken a lot of punches in my time, but never a harder one than that.
The Indian moved like grease lightning.
I lost my temper, too. I apologize.
That's all right.
Even mentioning the word sheep makes almost anybody around Kingfisher see red.
We didn't know that
Well, Sheriff, I noticed a fine flock of sheep grazing just east of town. I wondered if by any chance you had seen...
J.C. Bryant, new owner of the Half Circle?
Oh, yes. How did you know?
I told him.
This is Mr. Bryant right here.
Oh, good. I am Nick Hodges, lawyer for the Solomon Wagner Estate, the Half Circle Ranch. I assume you've come to take possession, Mr. Bryant?
No, I'm just Judy's granddad. She's the one you want to talk to.
But I thought... I mean, we wrote to J.C. Bryant.
That's right, Mr. Hodges. The initials stand for Judith Carolyn.
Oh, but you are sheep ranchers.
You're dead burned right we are.
I'm glad you found us, Mr. Hodges, because I want to ask a lot of questions.
There'll be plenty of time later on.
Not that I'm objecting. It's the luckiest thing that ever happened to Gramp and me. But why was the ranch left to me? I'd never even heard of Mr. Wagner until I got your letter.
We'll go over all those things after you've settled at the Half Circle. I'll ride out there with you now, if you wish. Some of the boys will come in and herd the sheep.
Oh, thank you. Come on, Pete.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Sheriff. I hope we'll see you later.
You probably will. About a dozen cattle ranch will be with me.
I can't figure it out, Fred.
I can. It's a low-down, sneaking trick of Sol Wagner and his conniving lawyer.
Looks that way.
You know what sheep grazing on Half Circle Range will mean? After what I told you about Possum River?
No, I can't
with
see
the... With the possum gone, Cow Skull Creek's the only water within 100 miles. The sheep will use it on her range.
What can you do about it?
That's the trouble, Judge. There's nothing I can do.
In the meantime, Tonto had reached the Lone Ranger's camp and told him what had happened in the sheriff's office.
You think Tonto do wrong to hit Sheriff?
Well, it wasn't exactly the right thing to do, but I'm sure you'll come out of it all right. And I don't blame you if you thought he was going to hit the girl, Tonto.
Ah. Lawman plenty mad when him find out girl and old feller bring sheep.
Yes, I knew that would happen. This is cattle country. There's nothing a cowman hates worse than sheep.
Then why them come here?
I don't know, Kemosabe. They can't be homesteaders. Kingfisher County has been settled up for years. I can't imagine any of these ranchers selling part of their range to sheep raisers.
Me not savvy. You find out what make more water in Cow Skull Creek?
Yes, I did. There's an underground channel that empties into it at water level about 3 miles upstream.
Oh, it not there when we come this way afore.
I know, Tonto. That's what puzzles me. We'll stay here in camp a few days. I want to trace that underground river to its source.
It was several hours later when lawyer Nick Hodges accompanied Judy and her grandfather to their new home, the Half Circle Ranch. Hodges introduced them to the large ranch crew, a group of sullen-faced, grim-lipped men that made Judy vaguely nervous and worried. Several days later, some of the valley cattle ranchers visited Sheriff Jones and demanded a showdown. He saddled his horse and rode with them to the Half Circle.
Judy, where are you?
Right here, Graham. Talking to the foreman. What's wrong?
There's a big parcel of riders heading this way. They're coming up the draw right now.
Yeah?
What are you so excited about? Maybe it's some of our neighbors coming to call.
These gents are riding hard, and they don't look very neighborly to me.
I guess I'll drift out to the bunkhouse. We'll figure out that new sheep corral in the morning, Miss Bryant.
Wonder why he...
Here they come. Hear them?
Let's go out on the porch and see who it is.
Yeah.
Why, it's the sheriff.
Good evening, Miss Bryant.
Good evening. Do you always travel with such a large bodyguard, Sheriff?
It isn't a bodyguard. Those men are ranchers from the valley. They're here to see you because cattle and sheep can't use the same stream of water.
I don't understand what you mean.
Cow Skull Creek. Your sheep ruin it for the cattle down below.
Oh. And what are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't know. But I think the ranchers have a legitimate complaint.
Well, so do I. Tell them to come into the house and we'll talk it over.
You mean it? Well, that's mighty decent of you, Miss Bryant. Lie down, boys. Lady wants to talk it over. I'm glad you can see both sides of a question like this. I was afraid you might feel differently about
all
it.
All right,
you...
let them have it.
What the?
It's from the bunkhouse, boys. Hit the dirt. Knock it up.
So it was a trap. Wait till every man's off his horse and then mown down.
No, no, I didn't.
Here. Come here, they got us hot number.
Jumping, Juniper, I...
Graham! Graham, what happened?
He just got a little bit of what you all deserve. You weren't a woman.
We're not doing any shooting. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah? Well, you will. I promise you that.
It was early the following morning when the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode the gorge at Chimney Rocks and went up near Possum River.
Oh, who's got, fella? I think we've traced it, Tonto. Said a big fella. Come on. This is it, all right. Look. Big hole in bottom of river. Water run away.
That's right. And it runs underground for a couple of miles and empties into Cow Skull Creek.
Possum River dry, Pally. That reason cattlemen make big fight last night with girl and old feller at Half Circle Ranch.
Yes. Rivers have gone underground before. Nothing new in that. Strange this one disappeared just before Judy and Pete inherited the Half Circle Ranch.
Me not savvy.
Neither do I, Tonto. I'm going to find out. Here. Hold on to one end of this rope, Tonto. I'm going to climb down the bank and have a look at that riverbed.
Me hold on.
Keep the rope taut. Won't take me long.
He got it.
Whoa, boy,
steady.
Tonto.
How?
I didn't expect to find... What are you doing?
Masked man down riverbank. Me hold rope.
The masked man?
Tonto, I think I've discovered... Hello. Hello, Miss Judy.
I never expected to see you again. And now, what are you doing here?
Getting a closer view of a disappearing river.
Then this is what's causing all the trouble. There was a horrible gunfight last night. Several men were injured... Gramp was hurt, too, all because...
Yes, I heard about it.
The men in the bunkhouse at the ranch shot first. It wasn't the sheriff's fault or the ranchers, but they think
I... Let me ask you a question, Judy. Who notified you that you'd inherited the Half Circle?
Mr. Nick Hodges, the lawyer.
Did he have anything to do with the Half Circle ranch hand staying on after you took over?
Yes, he did. He said I wouldn't have to pay them until
and
I...
I'm sure I know the answer, especially when it's added to what I've just discovered down there on the riverbed.
I don't understand.
Possum River didn't sink underground naturally or by accident. The hole was blasted and sided with pine boards. Look, you can see the tips of them. Look.
Oh, I see.
What I've heard of the late Solomon Wagner, he willed his ranch to sheep raisers just to spite the other cattlemen. Wouldn't be enough water for both the cattle and the sheep.
I know that, but I would have divided the water with them if this hadn't happened. Cattle could use the river and
evidently,
I...
Evidently,
could...
for reasons of his own, Mr. Hodges didn't agree with his client. He wanted to arrange war now.
Why?
I don't know, Judy.
Is there anything I can do?
Maybe. Are all of the Half Circle ranch hands who did the shooting last night still at the ranch house?
I think so. I haven't seen any of them this morning.
Good. I don't know, right back there with you.
Whoa, fella.
What are you going to do?
Any big fella. You wait right here. Tonto and I are going over to the bunkhouse.
Put up your hands, all of you.
Hey, look, a mask
out. Oh, if anyone else goes for a gun, you'll get the same thing.
What do you want?
All of you men march out this door. As you go out, leave your guns on one side of the door, your boots on the other. Now hurry.
Boots? Oh, we can't walk without boots.
You're not going to walk. You're going to saddle your horses and ride right over to Chimney Rocks. Get a move on. We haven't much time.
Here's my boots.
That's it. Otto. Ride into town. Tell the sheriff and Nick Hodges they're both wanted at Chimney Rocks.
Me do it.
But I don't understand. Why are you forcing all these...
Come with us, Judy, and you'll find out.
What's the idea?
Howdy, big fella. All of you dismount and get to work. Now, Miss Bryant and I have the only guns here. I don't think any of you will run very far without boots.
It'll work.
It won't take over 2 or 3 hours. You're going to carry rocks from the ledge here until you fill up the hole in the riverbed. That will put Possum River back where it belongs. Now get to work. That's it. Just a few more rocks in there and you're finished.
Oh, my feet. My back, I can hardly move.
You'll all have a good long rest when this is over.
The river is flowing again. Now there'll be separate streams for cattle and sheep. Oh, it's wonderful.
Whoa, what's going on? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Say, what's going on here? Hook, Toby, why are you doing that?
They're rectifying a mistake that you made, Mr. Hodges.
What? Masked? Sheriff, here's a masked outlaw.
Hey,
trying
river,
to...
it's flowing again. Miss Bryan, where did you come... Well, what happened?
This masked man did what all the shooting last night couldn't do. He settled the water question in Kingfisher.
Well, no, not quite, Judy. Unless I'm mistaken, all of those men who have been lifting heavy rocks for the last 3 hours are in no mood to take all the blame.
Blame for what? Who are you?
Who I am doesn't matter. But it is important for the law to know who tried to start a range war in Kingfisher. It might be Mr. Nick Hodges.
Why, you...
No, you won't.
My arm. A slug in my arm.
Oh, you're not seriously hurt. But I think he will be more anxious to tell the truth, Sheriff.
I might have known this was one of Hodges' crooked schemes. He double-crossed Sal Wagner. You're under arrest, Nick.
Oh, my arm.
Good. Come on, Toto.
Oh, wait. Oh, Sheriff, he can't just walk away like that. I
don't know, Miss Judy. Seems to me that anybody who can bring a river back to life can do almost anything.
Get him up, Sal. I'm still there. Away!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.